I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Politicians do it, governments do it. Husbands and wives, and even children do it. On average, we all tell 2 lies a day, more than 700 lies a year. We lie, it seems, easily and often, and yet to call someone a liar remains one of the most serious insults we can throw.
You told me you hadn't slept with my husband!
And to be lied to remains the ultimate act of betrayal. Most of us don't even realise when we're being lied to. Can you tell if this woman's lying?
Green. Grass is really green.
Lying has toppled presidents.
There can be no whitewash.
Broken up marriages. And started wars. The consequences can be enormous and extremely painful, and yet it seems we all do it. We place lies in different categories. Some we know are damaging, others we think cause no harm. They go by many names. But the Oxford English Dictionary is clear. It defines a lie as an intentionally false statement. To find out more about how often people lie and why, a unique experiment was set up at the University of Virginia. 147 students and local people were asked to keep a diary for 7 days. But this was no ordinary diary. They had to record any lies they told. After the participants filled in their diaries, DePaolo was surprised by how honest they were with their lies. The lies told fell into distinct categories. First, the subjects lied in order to protect themselves from embarrassment or disapproval. This type of lie is told by all sections of society.
I misled people, including even my wife.
Secondly, DePaolo found that we lie to make a positive impression on others. Thirdly, people lie in order to gain advantage. The fourth reason, people lie to avoid punishment. Lying to avoid punishment may be taken to extremes. Tracy Andrews stabbed her boyfriend Lee Harvey to death and then brazenly made an appeal on national television for help in catching a fictitious road rage killer. At first, her lies fooled everyone, but when witnesses came forward, she was convicted of murder and is now serving a life sentence. All of these lies are self-oriented, making the liar feel and appear better or helping them gain personal advantage. Professor DePaolo found that about half the lies people tell are self-oriented. These other oriented lies make up around a quarter of all the lies we tell. The final quarter is made up of white lies. Some argue that the ability to tell these white lies is an essential part of our social development.